Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Dream Job Ready. My name is Dane Sharp, I'm your host, and I'm joined by career strategist and media contributor Elizabeth Carasa. This is part three of my chat with Elizabeth, so please go back and take a listen to episodes 19 and 20 if you missed them. They're both short and sharp and have some great advice about how to best pursue your next job and how to go out and get what you really want in your career, including some helpful tips on how to work that out if that's something you're deliberating over right now. In this episode, we discuss dealing with stress and anxiety in the workplace. It's way more common than you think, and I hope the advice helps you if you're currently feeling uncertain about your job, dealing with job loss or redundancy, having issues with a coworker, or just going through a rough time right now. Of course, please go and seek out professional and local assistance if you or someone you know needs help dealing with anxiety, depression, or any other mental health issues. Thanks for joining me on Dream Job Ready. I hope you find this episode helpful.
Please note that the opinions of guests are their own and not those of the companies they have worked for.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for joining me again on the Dream Job Ready podcast. This is our third episode together and arguably, I think, the most important. So the topic we're going to zero in on in this episode is dealing with stress, anxiety, uncertainty at work, and a plethora of other, issues that sit with under that. So let's get into it. What advice do you have? Let's start with the what not to do's if you're starting to feel anxious and stressing at work.
Okay, so you want to think about first and foremost, why am I being stressed? Why do I feel stressed? You want to pinpoint the why behind the stress so you can address it, because there might be some areas of your job that you actually do enjoy, but you want to pinpoint what's kind of weighing you down and giving you that anxiety.
What tools do I have at my disposal to do this? If I can't literally sit down and go, yep, that's it, that's bothering me, where do I start?
Well, think about the relationships you have at work. A lot of it has to do with the relationship. So, you know, either your manager, supervisor, you know, coworkers. Think about, is this working? Am I getting along with them? Or is there, you know, a certain someone in the office that I'm not getting along with and it's giving me stress and anxiety? And then you want to think about, well, what can I do about that? Is there anything I can do? Can I talk to that person? Can I ask them for a coffee or a lunch or drink to try to smooth things out and just kind of get to know each other other than, you know, the work aspect of it?
Here's something I'd really love your advice on, because I've seen this and I've had people come to me just like the advice you gave about certain situations. And unfortunately for that person, this is something that's been going on, you know, 6 months, 8 months, a year. And it does relate to other people in many instances. So if you're finding yourself in that position, hey, I'm 12 months in, this problem's still here, haven't been able to fix it, where to next?
You know, you really want to think about, is there anybody at work that I can speak to? Is there a manager or a trusted colleague? Or is it time to go to HR? You know, you want to think about all of that. Who can I go to for help? Because sometimes we cannot always do it on our own. And that's okay. It's okay to ask for help.
I imagine in this, giving advice on this subject matter, you've approached it with, you know, different personality types, whether that's as exposed as introvert versus extrovert, or whether that's down to, you know, the more tactical people that have some soft skills, people that don't have as much soft skills. You know, is there anything you can, I guess, share on different ways to approach this depending on a person's different personality type?
Yes. First and foremost, remember, it's business, not personal. So when you find yourself not getting along with someone or being irritated or frustrated by someone in the office, remind yourself they're not necessarily my friend and that is okay. You know, this is my work family and I didn't choose them. They were chosen for me. So you really want to remember that, because if you don't remember that, it can be your demise. I can remember going into an office and before I stepped into that revolving door, I said, this is business, not personal. I know it feels personal, but if you keep it at that business level, you're going to do yourself a big favor.
Let's say you're at your job and yeah, you get along with everyone. No problems there. People's great. You get that sort of knotted feeling in your stomach and you start sensing that something's up. You know, am I going to lose my job? Is there something going on with the business? We've all been there. There's always something going on, we feel. How do you deal with that kind of anxiety?
Don't ignore it. Often it's true. If you have that sense that maybe... I mean, I hate to say it, but sometimes people are gunning for your demise. It does happen. Unfortunately, this is the reality. Or you feel like someone's throwing you under the bus or you're not being supported by your manager. Don't ignore it. And you want to think about, who can I align myself with? If I can't count on my manager for support, and it does happen, unfortunately, who else in the company can get to know me and know my work? So if anything were to happen, they have my back. You really want to think about that.
That's great. So don't ignore it. I love that. I mean, I guess in many senses, if you're starting to feel that, there's potentially something there, right? Which may be small or it may be massive, but I like that. Don't ignore it. Rip into it. Righto, we're not anxious about that. We get along with everyone. We're in a pretty good space, but we find that, you know, on Tuesday when we wake up, consistently turns into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's just not doing what it was for us 6 months ago or 12 months ago, regardless of how we've been in the role. How do we attack that? Is this where we go back to our previous episodes and start going, what's not there? What passion's not there for me?
Exactly. You want to think about, is there anything I can do? Can I talk to my manager about doing more of what I love? So making a list of all the things that you love to do, you know, and pinpointing what is driving me crazy or what am I really bored with? Maybe I could speak with my manager about doing more that I do love, or maybe it's time to ask for that raise or that promotion. Or have you always wanted to work in a different department? Maybe you have one specific department and position in mind. Maybe it's time to make that move.
And last but not least, anxiety happens outside of the office hours as well. There's always trials and tribulations in our real life as well. It's important not to take this to work, I would think, but that's hard not to sometimes. What advice would you give someone that's had a bit of a rough day behind the scenes, and how to approach that when they need to show up that next morning at their job?
You want to remind yourself, try to keep it separate. And I know it's easier said than done, but it can be done. And one way it can be done is by reminding yourself that it is business life. So I'm going to really focus on business and my professional life when I'm here. And the minute I step outside, then I can think about what has to be done, what I need to do, how I need to process something, because you don't want a manager or your coworkers to be noticing that your performance is slipping because your mind is somewhere else. Because people do notice, so don't assume that they won't.
Too true, Elizabeth. Look, thank you so much for your time again in this episode. This has been a great three-peat of episodes. We've gone through how to get what you want in your career. And I think, you know, you've really hit home, and it's really hit home with me. Write those goals down, you know, try and define what that purpose is, which will allow you to then go set that right strategy. In the second episode we talked about recreating yourself, you know, going and finding that new job if you're searching for a job, or maybe changing that industry and getting that new job. And I think some really good advice in this episode about dealing with anxiety or stress at work. So thank you so much for your time. I know we've got plenty more to discuss in the future, and I hope you're a guest again on the Dream Job Ready podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This has been such a pleasure, and I would love to come back anytime.
Awesome. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi there. If you'd like to get more advice on these or any other career strategy topics, you can connect with Elizabeth on her website, elizabethcarasa.com, or connect with me via LinkedIn at Dream Job Ready. All the links are in the podcast description, and I want to say a big thank you for listening to Dream Job Ready.